You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. Once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Chief Client Advocate and Chair of Covestor's Advisory Board. Covestor is an online marketplace for investing. Once again, Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Eric. Delighted to be here as always.
You betcha. So first of all, tell us, you know, today we're talking about financial scams. Just how big of a problem are scams today in the marketplace?
Big. In a word, big. So consider this. So a 2011 report by the Financial Fraud Center found that 30 million Americans are defrauded out of $50 billion each year. That's $50 billion. So let's put that number in perspective. Let's say that you're having trouble going to sleep, right? You decide to count sheep, right? The old-fashioned, you're going to count some sheep. How long would it take you to count 50 billion sheep? 1,600 years. And that's assuming that you never take a break, never go to sleep, and that you live that long. FINRA, which is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, issued a report last year with survey results from a survey that they did with 2,400 Americans. More than 80% of survey respondents said that they had been asked to participate in something that they considered fraudulent. And 11% said that they had lost a significant amount of money. And, you know, people over the age of 65 are the most likely targets of financial fraud. It's a big issue.
It certainly sounds like it is. What is the most common warning sign when it comes to scams?
Any investment that guarantees very high returns with no risk and often, you know, guarantees those returns in a short period of time, right? So, you know, invest your money for a year and you'll earn 50% return guaranteed. You know, those sorts of things are, you know, almost always scams. The challenge is that a lot of people, but, you know, the surveys have looked at American financial consumers, really have a lack of fraud awareness. So in that survey that I referred to, that 2013 survey, 2,400 people were asked a series of questions. For example, would you go for an investment that's fully guaranteed? Over 40% said that they would. And another issue is that a lot of people have unrealistic assumptions about investment returns. And this is really, you know, one of those areas where financial education comes into play. But these unrealistic assumptions about what's possible will get you into trouble. But it's not surprising, right? Because the stock market has posted double-digit returns in many recent years, right? In 2009, 2010, 2012, you know, 2013, the S&P was up 32%. And we can start to think that that's normal. But you got to keep the averages in mind, right? For the period of 1928 to 2013, the stock market returned 11.5%. Still a healthy return, but, you know, years of 32% returns are highly unusual.
Well, let's talk about the biggest financial scam artist of our time, Bernie Madoff. What do we know about him?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it still just boggles the mind. So, as I'm sure all the listeners know, you know, Bernie Madoff scammed billions of dollars from his investors, and he was running a Ponzi scheme. And why was he able to do this? He was able to do this because his firm, you know, this is still being sorted through, controlled all the vital functions. So he had control of what were the investments going to be. He calculated the performance returns, and he served as custodian. And a custodian holds the funds. So we advise our investors to create a system, you know, create a structure that includes at least one independent third party. You want checks and balances in the system. Ideally, one firm is going to design and implement your investment strategy, but your custodian is going to be a disinterested third party. And, you know, I'll just mention a couple of custodians that are, you know, familiar names. So Fidelity Investments, Schwab Investments, you know, Interactive Brokers, These are firms that hold client assets, and as part of this check and balance, you know, what you want to have happen is you want to receive statements from a firm that has no commercial relationship with your investment advisor. What Bernie Madoff had, as I said, was all these functions bundled into one. You really want a separation of church and state. And on that note, you know, if an investment manager says, I want complete control of your assets, and you should make checks out to me, run as fast as you can.
Today we are with Kimberly Klaus, Chief Client Advocate and Chair of Covestor's Advisory Board here on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, so how can retail investors protect themselves from these fraudsters out there?
Well, a few things. So first and foremost, education. You know, if you have some basic knowledge about how investments are supposed to work, then, you know, the warning signs are going to be more obvious. And beware of salespeople who use phrases like, huge upside, no downside. Secondly, insist that the person presenting you this investment, you know, maybe it's the money manager themselves, have their own money invested in the portfolios they manage. And ask them to disclose in writing, you know, how much money do they have invested in a certain fund? You know, you want to invest with managers who have skin in the game, right? If they don't manage some of their own money, then, you know, why should you trust them with your money? Say no to any salesperson that pressures you to make an immediate decision. If they say, you know, this offer is only good for 24 hours and the price goes up each hour, you don't make a decision, you know, just, again, run. Just doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. And then importantly, you know, it troubles me when investors let embarrassment or fear prevent them from reporting a financial fraud. A lot of people who've been victimized often don't even report it because they were embarrassed that it happened to them. Older investors fear they're going to be judged incapable. Sophisticated investors, you know, don't want to admit that a smooth talker, you know, kind of took them in. And what's so interesting about, if you look at the statistics, you know, again, it's that FINRA report, and this is counterintuitive, Eric. Men were targeted more often than women, and the likelihood of being solicited by a scammer increased with both income and education level. So this is not, you know, this is not somebody else's problem. This is actually happening every day. And the more people report that it's happening, you know, the more we can really shine a light on some of these practices.
Yes, definitely. Lastly, what are some of the most common financial scams that we are aware of?
Well, you know, emails from abroad, right? You know, a lot of people have heard about the so-called, you know, Nigerian scam. Right, the deposed prince from Nigeria says he has millions of dollars and he wants to transfer it to you, but he needs your bank account information first. Right, I don't know if you've received that one, but I've certainly gotten that Nigerian scam a couple of times. The other common one is the you won the lottery, right? And then, oh, great, I won the lottery. I didn't even buy a lottery ticket. How is this even possible? So often the scammers say, you won a lottery and you won a lottery in Ireland. And they ask you to turn over your bank account information so that they can wire funds in. Penny stocks are also infamous. So these are stocks that, that are low price, that are thinly traded, and often, scammers will promote these as, quote, the next big thing. And, you know, and there are other common scams as well. These are kind of the big ones, but you'll see, you know, free lunches, come to an investment seminar, we'll give you a free lunch, invest with us. And sometimes people feel like, gosh, you know, they bought me a rubber chicken lunch, I should invest. And you really, you really have to have your guard up.
That is for sure. Now, in closing, any closing thoughts or a final tip on the topic we have been covering, which is financial scams?
So in closing, I'm going to provide a tip that's a quote from Bernie Madoff, and I think it really sums it up quite well. Bernie said, If you don't understand something, then don't invest in it. People ask me all the time, how did I do it? And I refused to tell them, and they still invested with me. My investors were sophisticated people, smart enough to know what was going on and how money was made, but they still invested with me without any explanations. Things have to make sense for you. If you don't understand the investment, don't put your money there.
Great information, Kim. How would our listeners get in touch and get more information about Covestor online?
Covestor.com.
And the site that does it all. Kim, as always, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Covestor Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. We've been speaking to, once again, with Kimberly Klaus, Chief Client Advocate and Chair of Covestor's Advisory Board. We certainly do thank you for joining us once again here on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, once again, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.